Hey, The Bird Show.
So it's been a long time since we talked to Miss Peach. It's been a really long time. And the last time we talked to her, Jay Moore was in studio. Miss Peach called up, told him she was a huge fan, and he was so touched by her story that he helped her out in a huge way.
Yeah, he said he was going to pay for all of her home health care, which was well over $10,000 a month. He was going to pay for all this until she, unfortunately, passed away because she, at that time, we thought, was terminally ill.
So let's get Peach on and get an update, find out what's been going on with her.
Hello?
Hey, Peachy.
Hey, darling.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Slept real good last night.
Good. It's been a long time since we talked to you. In fact, the first time we talked to you was how long ago? Like a year and a half?
About that.
About a year and a half.
Yeah.
And at that time, the doctors had told you, because of the lupus and the cirrhosis of the liver, that they had only given you how long to live at that point?
6 months.
6 months.
Uh-huh.
So that's when we started talking to Peach, and that's when Jay Moore got into the equation.
Right.
And paid for the home care for you also.
Right.
What you got going on over there?
Hold on a minute.
All
yeah,
right.
They're weed eating out here. Hold
okay.
on.
All right.
Okay. Is this better?
Are you good?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay.
All right, so what happened with Jay Moore? Did he end up paying for...
9 months worth.
9 months worth of home care.
Right.
And he picked up the bill on everything.
Totally.
Totally cool.
Yes, very sweet man. Still email him about once or twice a month and get emails from him.
So you guys are still in contact with
right.
each other. Very, very cool for
yeah.
him to do that.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think he probably helped to save my life.
Yeah, at what point did you have to call him, or did he just finally go, you know what, things are going to be okay here?
Well, when I came off of hospice, you know, hospice is an organization that takes care of terminally ill people, and once they decided that I had outlived hospice, then he thought, well, maybe she's going to be okay, and we talked about it, and we decided that I didn't need his assistance anymore.
And it's like, I don't know much about hospice, but it's very rare to outlive hospice,
it's
right?
It's extremely rare to outlive hospice.
So what do you think? I mean, we're talking about a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
and they only give you a year to live.
6 months.
6 months to live.
Right.
And you've proved them all wrong. So, I mean, what do you point to?
Can you spell miracle?
Yeah.
That I really think that is just miraculous. I think a lot of it had to do with a chance to heal. And that's what Jay gave me the opportunity to do by having people there to help me. It gave me a chance to heal some. It gave me a chance to regroup, to heal my body some, because I was having to push myself so hard to take care of myself, to take care of things around the house. I didn't have to worry anymore because I knew things were going to be taken care of. And to, you know, worry and negative feelings like that have so much to do with recovery, I think. And being able not to have to worry whether or not I was going to get a bath, not to have to worry whether my skin was going to break down, not to have to worry about whether the groceries were going to get bought that week or not, not to have to worry whether or not I was going to have to sit there all day and get a drink of water. I think that made a big difference for me.
So, like, what are the doctors saying now? Like, this isn't the kind of thing that goes into remission or anything, right?
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm not seeing a doctor anymore.
You're not seeing doctors at all?
No.
Like, when's the last time you went to go see a doctor?
Probably 8 months ago. I'm not taking any medication except for my mental illness. And that's it.
And you don't feel bad?
No, not at all. I feel absolutely wonderful. I'm driving again. I can take care of myself. I go shopping for myself. I bathe myself. I do the cooking, cleaning, everything. And I'm grateful for it every day of my life.
I mean,
every breath I take, I'm so grateful to everybody and everything that has happened for me, positive.
So do you think this thing is still festering inside of your body, or do you think that... I mean, it's gone completely. Like, if you walked into a doctor's office, like, what would they say? Because this, what you're talking about really is, it's unbelievable. It's a miracle.
Yeah, I think it's a miracle. I don't know, and I don't really care. I mean, I could wake up tomorrow and be just as sick as I was a year and a half ago, and that's okay. You know, that's what my fate in life is. and if it happens, then I'll deal with it when it happens. But today I'm healthy and I'm happy, and that's all that matters to me.
Okay, now I got to be honest. They're going to be like cynics, you know, and they're going to go, okay, I don't believe in miracles. This can't be. So what do you say to people that go, okay, no, this doesn't sound right?
So look at me. Look at me. And people that knew me a year and a half ago and know me today, they, you know, they see me every day, like my mom and my sister and my friends that knew me a year and a half ago, that saw me having seizures a year and a half ago, that saw me in a wheelchair. I mean, you saw me in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
You know I couldn't walk, you know, without more than 10 feet without getting so short of breath I couldn't move. You know how I was a year and a half ago, Bert. You know. You saw me.
I did.
And now, today, I can move. I walk a mile every day. Every day.
See, I'm one of these guys that wants to believe, like, in faith and miracles and stuff like that. But there's another part of me that just always wants to see, like, scientific proof.
You know what? I don't care if it's earwax that caused it. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care.
Sure.
It happened. And it's happening today. And today is all I have. That's what, you know, I really believe that. I live my life on that premise. All I have is today. And you know how I believe that. You know, we've talked about this many, many times. Today is all I have.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I have today. If tomorrow I get up and I'm sick, then I'll deal with that tomorrow. But today is what I have.
When is the last time that you really felt like you couldn't get out of bed?
Oh, it must have been back in... Well, I had a heart attack in September of last year, and some mini strokes. They're called transischemic attacks. I had 9 transischemic attacks and a myocardial infarction back in September of last year. And I was sick for about a month after that. And then after that, I don't know what happened. It just something clicked, and I started gradually getting better and better and better. I think what happened, too, the doctor told me again that I had 6 months left to live, and I got angry with him. And I told him, I said, don't you ever say that to me again. I will tell you when I'm going to die. I'm tired of y'all 6 months left to live in me, and I don't want to hear it anymore. I think I just got angry.
And you think your mind just told your body, look, I'm not going to be sick anymore.
Right. I think that had a lot to do with it.
What do you say? Like, what kind of advice do you give to people that, I mean, are in a situation now where their body's just given up on them?
Well, you know, I think part of it, a lot of it has to do with your mental status. I think that my illness had engulfed me emotionally and mentally to the point that's all that I was living my illness instead of living my life. And I had to quit doing that. I had to start living my life. And I think once I started living my life, too, my emotions and my mental status changed, and I started feeling better and doing better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that had a lot to do with it. My mental outlook on life changed. And I'm not saying that, you know, if you're in stage 4 cancer that you're going to be able to get up and turn flips, because you can't. But you, I think living the very best that you can live every single day is the best that you can do.
Well, I know you're an inspiration to a whole bunch of people. I know that.
Well, you know, I'm not a hero by any chance, any stretch of the imagination. I'm a human being, and I just do the best I can do. When I wake up in the morning, I say, please help me through this day. And when I go to bed at night, I say, thank you for giving me this day. And that's what I do. And that's the only thing I can do, because all I have is today. This is it. You know?
Well, Peach, I'll tell you that we had, when we said that we were going to do this update show, we got more people asking about you than anything else. So you've touched a lot of people.
Well, tell, you know, everybody helped me too, you know, because there were so many prayers and so many positive thoughts and everybody pulling together in Atlanta and the surrounding area that pushed for me to get better, because nobody wanted to see me go.
Including yourself.
Including myself. And I think that really helps, too, because, you know, there's a lot to be said for positive energy in the universe. There's a lot to be said for that. And I know there were a lot of people out there that prayed and sent positive thoughts and lit candles and everything for me. And I'm so grateful for that. You know, I really am.
Peachy, it's awesome talking to you again.
Well, you know, I never miss a the show.
I know that. We can count on that.
I always listen. It may not be for as long as I used to could, but I still listen at least an hour every morning to you guys.
Well, it's a good thing that you're not listening as much, because that means you're out of bed.
Yeah, I am definitely out of bed every morning, 6 o'clock. Every morning, 6 o'clock, I hit the floor. And I'm usually up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So I'm doing good.
Well, it's good talking to you.
It's good talking to y'all. And tell everybody I said hi and that I love them all.
I will do that.
Okay?
Okay, Peachy.
All right, you take care.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.